Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A special welcome to you today. Another beautiful day.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mike. You remembered. Wonderful.
I wonder why, Mike.
We'll come to birthdays in a minute, Mike. I want to read to you this morning as we gather from Psalm 113. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's a good way to start, isn't it? Universal language, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Go ahead, praise the Lord, all you loving servants of God. Keep it up, praise Him some more. For the glorious name of the Lord is blessed forever and ever. From sunrise brilliance to sunset beauty, lift up His praise from dawn to dusk. For He rules on high over the nations with a glory that outshines even the heavens. No one can be compared to God enthroned on high. He stoops down to look upon the earth and the skies. He promotes the poor, picking them up from the dirt, rescues the wretched ones from the utter degradation and despair, restoring them to their destiny. He turns paupers into princes and sets them on their royal thrones of honor. God's grace provides for the barren ones a joyful home with children, so that even childless couples find a family. He makes them happy parents, surrounded by their pride and joy. That's the God we praise, so give it all to Him.
Beautiful call to worship. Let's just stand and sing of God's brilliance and of how He makes us new. So wherever we've been in our weeks, wherever we're heading this week, let's just sing this song as a declaration of His goodness, but also how He makes all things new. So let's stand, let's worship together this morning.
Thank you.
You join me as we pray. God, we thank you for that song and the wonderful thing that you do in our lives, where you change us from one thing to another. And Lord, you turn those bitter things into sweetness. You turn those sad things into glad things. And Lord, as we gather together today, I ask that you would cause us to go from whatever we've been through in this week that has caused us to be sad, that has caused us to be depressed, has caused us to grieve, and Lord, that you would turn that around and cause us to be a people who live on the resurrection side of Calvary. And Lord, that we would know that you're with us, and more, that you're with us. Lord, you're causing us to be a different people, a people of the kingdom. So bless us as we gather today, I ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, special welcome if you're visiting with us this morning. Glad to have you. Always good to be together as the people of God. That's special welcome to our worship team. Thank you. We'll hear more from you a little later. If you've been tuning into the church's website lately, that's a good thing. You will notice there that there's a new little addition. It's called a calendar. And we're going to do, thanks to Jess, we're going to do the best we possibly can to keep that updated with what's happening. And if you've got events that you'd like people to know about, that can go on there as well. So we'll try to keep those as fresh as we possibly can. So I encourage you to turn into that one. After the service, during the service, the beginning of the service, we try to make an opportunity. If you come today and you would like someone to minister with you and to you, to pray with you, look, there's always the front seats here, these seats, the back seats, the foyer. please don't go away today without connecting with someone. And if you feel you'd like a little bit more of a private situation, there's always elders in the church that would love to come to your home, pray with you, anoint you, bless you, and encourage you. Is that all right? So please don't be shy. Sometimes we think that when somebody asks for prayer, it's a weakness. I don't know where we got that stinking thinking from, but it needs to go, because it's actually a strength. I used to prescribe to that until Ethel helped me with that. When I was sick, she said, "You're always talking about this. Why don't you get on the phone and call for the elders of the church to come and pray for you?" So it was very encouraging. So I did. And I was healed. God is good like that. Today is National Children's Day. New Zealand is one of the countries on earth that encourages this and promotes this. So today, it's very timely, but after the service today, there's an opportunity for any who are interested in children's ministry in the church to gather together, and Lynn is going to do the best she can to talk with you about that and the ideas you might have in the future for children in the church here. So that's a bit later on after the service today. Any other notices that I missed out?
Women's Fellowship.
Women's Fellowship is...
We've changed the date.
Oh.
It's going to be on March the 23rd. It's a Thursday.
Right.
Because we're hosting a visit from Rest Haven residents.
Excellent.
At our place. So if anyone is interested to join us.
March the 23rd at what time?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Excellent. Thank you, Mel. Appreciate it. Wonderful. Let's take opportunity now to give our tithes and offerings to the Lord's work. Thank you. God, we dedicate these offerings to your work in this place. We thank you for the hard work of hands and minds that have worked so hard, and we've been rewarded with finances. And Lord, we want to honor you with the first fruits of that. So bless these offerings now, we ask together in Jesus' name. Amen. As is the little tradition that we have, we recognize birthdays, and anybody had a birthday this past week? Anyone? No? I see someone's had a birthday this past week. Cynthia. Rob Hall had one.
Today?
Yeah. Yes, it's my birthday today, so I can sing for myself. I've been looking at one of these. I've been looking at these for quite some time. It's been reserved for me. So thank you. Cynthia for Rob. Doug today. Let's sing.
Celebrating with you, to Jesus be true. God bless you and keep you. Celebrating with you.
Wonderful. My firstborn daughter celebrated her birthday on Friday, and my mortality flashed in front of me. Her 45th birthday. Any certificates, things to brag about, things to put on the wall, achievements that we can celebrate with you about and honor God for the good way that he's given us?
I received a merit award from the Scouting Movement for a certificate of merit or accomplishment or commitment or something.
Yeah.
It's honoured my years in Scouting, so. Awesome.
Well done.
Excellent.
Well done. Anyone else that you would own up to?
We had a big God moment at the start of the week. We lost a dog off the back of the ute on the way to Waikawa.
Oops.
And there was a lot of prayers showing up in the 24 hours after that happened, and I kind of decided on my way driving there that I would stop and talk to anybody that I saw. And but Nathan just wouldn't settle down, and he just kept screaming and screaming. I thought, no, I'm not going to put him in the car and take him, because that will just upset him and me. So an hour later he settled, and we got in the car, and we drove to Waikaya, and on our way back, I saw a man walking down the lane, and he wouldn't have been there an hour earlier if I'd gone when Nathan was upset. I talked to him, and he said, yes, the neighbour phoned me at lunchtime. There's a stray dog running around, and it's in his kennel. So everything worked out perfectly, and I know it was completely God that had everything organised, so that we could find out the dog again. So praise the Lord.
Thanks, Lord.
Last weekend we went to Christchurch and did the celebration for the new car of the church up there that got damaged to the new place. But there's a little bit of a story about it, that when we came to St Albans, we outgrew our church there, and so Dave would walk about 8 km to from church and back home again, and each time he would pass this church that belonged to the Exclusive Brethren, and God really laid on his heart for a long time as he was walking that this was the church they would buy. And Doug would look at it and think, God, that's a really cool church. It's a big church. It was octagonal shape. But it's probably too expensive. So he went in one day and asked how much they wanted. They wanted nearly 2 million for it. And they thought, our church hasn't got 2 million. So we got to praying about it, and I can't remember what we paid for it in the end.
$1,070,000.
Right. And it was interesting because we had a church to sell, a mass to sell, and a block of 10 flats that were across the road from the church. They all sold so quickly, it was unbelievable, and we came out of that deal with $65,000 in the bank. And it actually had four units, beautiful units alongside it. Well, during the Christchurch earthquakes, that building got mounted, all of the floor fell through. You could still walk on it, it was like foam rubber and it was all dipped down. But the outside of the building was still absolutely perfect because the poles on the outside of this building were all set into like aggregate. And so they didn't move an inch, but the floor all caved in. But meantime they had built a big extension out the front, just a one level that was just a wooden building that became the church and offices and new toilets and all that stuff. And with that part of it, that came out was $45,000?
Something like that.
Yeah, so they'll get free on that as well. And then the insurance that they got for the building was $1.2 million, and they came out absolutely debt-free on all of those repairs. So it was really cool last weekend to go into this new building that had been redone completely different to what it used to be. And it was just amazing to have, you know, all of the, like the small group leaders that they could meet at one-on-one, all senior leadership roles, some of them become pastors. And it was just a cool celebration weekend, so thank you for letting us go there. Just the other fun thing I was going to share was in Tiana they have a big flower show this past weekend, it's still on today. And it's sort of a joke in the community with jams and baking and things. It's not like a competition, but it's just, well, you know, we make some jam, let's take our jam, we don't know what will happen or whatever. And we took in some plum cakes that I'd made and some passata, some shortbread and a couple of fudges. And one of the fudges won the first prize and everything else won the second prize, except for the plum sauce. It was a joke because when I first made it, it was a little bit and it's a long time since I've made plum sauce. So I pulled all this plum sauce to bits and remade it, and I got first prize.
Well done. Excellent. Thanks for sharing. Thank you for letting us go last week.